Do you ever feel like, since you're a craggy old fuck, you need to apologize to your child bride?
No, she needs to apologize to me.
Yeah, she keeps texting me that you keep saying that, and she's not sure why.
She knows.
And welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 614. So, Tyler, are you roughboy 99 or are you pants underscore cum underscore off?
I'm actually Texas Poon Tappa.
Okay.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Bruise Day Tuesday podcast.
I think that this bit that I've been doing the last 8 months or whatever.
Oh, God damn it. I'm gone again. They're all hearing me, and I can't hear anybody else.
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you, you little tiny boy.
Oh, no.
I like how alienating it is. Tyler's gone.
Tyler's gone.
I'm here.
I'm doing the goddamn show. Mary, what you got? Tell me.
Oh,
God. Oh, actually.
Shut the fuck up.
So, I have a beer today. For me to talk about it. So I actually, this is a beer that I thought seemed like one I would have had already. So I definitely, while I was in the liquor store, like pulled up the spreadsheet and like searched. So I was like, have I had this before? Because it seems like one I would have had. So I learned that I think Zach has had it on the show. And I think one of you, maybe you, Sam, has had it on the show. I don't know about the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is really wide. So it's really confusing to like navigate.
You just gotta control F or whatever. Finding the place.
Well, yeah, I was on my phone, so it was a whole situation.
Yeah, no, it's impossible to view on your phone.
Yeah, but I did figure it out. So I have from Oliphant Brewing a beer that I'm pretty sure I haven't had on the show. It's called Honey's Honeys. It's a peanut butter and honey golden ale. And I think maybe one of you's had like the barrel aged version of this, and I think Zach's had this on the show.
Me.
But I like peanut butter and stuff, so that has to be a good one. It's 5.6% ABV. It says golden ale brewed with honey and lactose with natural flavor.
I'm only seeing Zach check in on this.
Well, I looked for the word honeys and I saw two things, but maybe there was just something else.
I think probably it was the name of the beer and also the URL.
Oh, yeah.
I got four hits on honeys. Definitely. It was two people and two URLs.
I know I've had a honey Kolsch on the show. I know that. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm doing some sips.
Well, yeah, I like to believe women. So if you can find me more.
I'll figure it out. It is delicious so far. Spoilers. It's a golden ale, so it's nice, like brown gold.
Oh, shit. No. So Zach had Honey's Honeys. I had Barrel Honey's Honeys.
Okay, so that's what I saw in the store, because I was, like, looking for honeys, and I saw Zach and Honey's Honeys, and I saw something with Barrel, and I was like, okay, I think remember this at all, like,
but apparently I was not impressed. The Barrel version of it.
Okay. I have the non-barreled version. I like it so far, so I don't super know what a golden ale is. It's just an ale that is gold. Seems good so far.
Golden ale feels like it's, it wants to be a Belgian, isn't willing to call itself a Belgian.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's kind of the flavor. It's a little boozy at the end, so I think it's giving Belgian.
I think I generally like golden ales, but I'd just rather them be Belgians broadly.
I would say one of my top... Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. One of my top five beers out in California was Redwood Curtain's Imperial Golden Ale. It was delicious and got you fucked up. But I don't have that today. I have Burlo's Happy Pills, which is a pilsner. Happy Pills get...
Is it a pilsner? Yeah. Happy
Pills. Happy Pills. It's 4.9% ABV. It poured out with a medium head, fairly similar size bubbles, very clear, kind of straw colored. I'm getting like some damp hay. Zach might say some of that wet newspaper scent, maybe.
He does love that series of words.
Huh. This is fine, but it's not, like, super clean like I would expect a Pilsner to be. You know, I'm looking for like some crispy cleanness, and this is just, it's a little muddled. I mean, there's some sweetness in there, it's light, but it's just a little muddled at the end, which I was not expecting. Samuel?
Yes, sir. I have Little House Apple Cider Donuts Scotch Style Ale with apple cider donuts, cinnamon, and vanilla, 7% ABV.
There's a lot going on there.
Ideally.
True.
The nose is all cinnamon, so I haven't been lied to yet.
That's good. Cinnamon's a hard flavor to get in the beer.
Oh, so that's quite tasty. I never would get donut from this. But the cideriness and the cinnamon is really there. So it's good, but it's not what it told me it was going to be. So.
You hate that.
Well, the funny thing about this is that ratings are totally opinion-based, and I'm not being audited for any of this. So I'll give this a rating based on my general mood by the end of the episode.
That's what we do.
Speaking of opinions we have, should we talk about some of them, or should we wait until later?
I don't think we should talk about any opinions today.
Oh, well, sorry, Mary, you can hop off.
So many of them, though. Oh, God, I know.
Let's...
Are you trying to figure out... Get that transition, Tyler. You're reaching for it.
I'm there. I was going to say, let's... We were talking a little bit about golden ales, and this is kind of in the same family for me, the blonde ales. So from the wonderfully named PNAS.org.
This must be from something.
PNAS. They owe their origins to Patagonia. Yes, PNAS.
But like...
It's the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
So, now is that intentional, do you think?
PNAS. He's a nerd.
It's like the New York Public Library.
Nipple?
Yeah, Nipple.
Never thought
that
about
it. That doesn't really feel as backed into as this feels.
I don't know. There are NYPL shirts all over the place, and all I think is Nipple.
That I might say a little more about you.
I don't think so, Sam. But according to this article, the strain...
Where just now you called me Nipple. I'll just cut that. What? So just you. Well, you called me Nipple, and I'll cut that. So it just sounds like you just said Sam instead.
Okay. Sure. I don't know. There's a little bit of just lag and general shittiness to Discord, so I'm a little confused as to what's going on, but that's okay.
Discord. The shittiness is from Discord, not from Sam. Sorry, not from Nipple.
I'm shitting dick nipples. It's a possibility, Mary. You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know about my shitting dick nipples. They go way back.
I don't really want to.
Anyway, the strain Saccharomyces eubianus, oh man, anus is in there, on the penis website? Great. It's one of several yeasts that apparently have hybridized to ferment blonde beers back in 16th century Bavaria, but I guess that strain, the anus strain, does not actually come from Bavaria. There was a study from,
crazy.
I know, from 2011, some folks in Chile excavated some sites in Patagonia. And they found these yeasts in there, embedded in the ceramic walls of the pots. And they
at least 400 years before it appeared in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, thank you, Mary.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I just wanted to put that detail in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like very Bavarian, whatever, anus bacteria. It's not from there.
Not at all.
Surprise.
Yeah, they
say, surprise, the Europeans stole something.
Well, I don't know that this one can 100% be blamed on thievery. It's more like they hitched a ride back to the old country on a whole bunch of like clay pots and vessels and stuff that were, you know, brought back in the Columbian Exchange.
Tyler, did I have you pegged as a colonialism apologist?
I did.
Oh, everybody's got me pegged.
I saw an article today that Trump wants to bring back Columbus Day instead of Indigenous Peoples Day. So I bet you're real jazzed about that.
Celebrating another Italian, I am not jazzed about, Mary.
He has different flavors of bigotry that are constantly at war in his mind.
That's funny. That's sure. Yeah. Let's expend energy on bringing back Columbus Day. Why not?
I mean, just like to distract so that all the posts on the internet are like, look at this dumb cunt. And he's like, ha-ha, I'm doing another pump and dump scheme and you didn't even notice.
Hoo-hoo. I don't think he has to distract anybody. Like, they're selling, like, Trump Bibles and knives and stuff. Like, I don't think he needs to be distracting anybody.
But he likes to go, ho-ho-ho.
That's true. That's Trump's famous catchphrase, parodied everywhere, you know, from SNL to Mad TV.
Let's start it here. Let's start a lie that he likes to go, ho-ho-ho.
Uh-huh.
And also, when he runs away.
Devastating. That's devastating.
He's roasted. Let's move on.
So I mean, the article, the guy, the archaeologist who was looking at this, thinks Tyler is right, where it's just like this transfer of yeast may have just happened on accident, where someone like maybe the sailors,
yeah,
they brought like alcoholic drinks back to Europe and they like fermented maybe like some beer or bread with those things.
Yeah. It's gotta be, it has to be an accident, because back in like 1492 or whatever, barely anybody believed in microbes yet, you know? So
they wouldn't have seen the value of like a new microbe.
Exactly.
From a new continent.
Yeah. But, I mean, bringing back, you know, fruits and vegetables and earthenware and drinks and stuff, for sure you're going to get some cross-contamination. So
that's why you can't bring that shit through customs.
It's so true.
Nowadays, you try to bring, like, produce into the U.S. from Spain, they'll incinerate that shit.
That would be some pretty awkward food to have.
What?
Produce?
Oh, food bracket, because we're going into the most awkward foods. Oh. Can I just do one thing real quick before we tell that story? So when
you guys,
both suck. Tyler, say your piece, but I just want to put it that you guys both suck.
It was pretty good transition, Samuel, and I got there eventually. But when I was moving across the country with my friends, Kevin and Matt. We like got into California, and as soon as we got into California, we hit a roadblock and we were like, oh shit, it's like a sober driving checkpoint. And we had been smoking so much weed. And so we were like super nervous, and we stopped, and like, they were like, open the trunk. And we opened the trunk and this big plume of smoke came out, you know? And I was like, fuck, we're going to jail. And then it was just like an agricultural, like, produce checkpoint. And they were like, you got any lettuce? And we were like, the devil's lettuce. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. And then we didn't get in trouble. And I was really pooping my pants the whole time.
Drive into California, they stop you. And if you don't have weed in the car, they hand you a big pile.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right, Mary.
No, sir, please don't misrepresent our culture. I'm going to need you to toke on this.
Yeah. Sam, anyway, that's what I was doing, but tell us about the penis-shaped foods we're voting on today.
Obviously, it's the awkward food bracket. This is round 3.
So obviously, I don't know how anybody could have missed that.
Entrance 17 through 24, alphabetically speaking.
I'm prepared.
Alright, so, round 1. Wow. These two motherfuckers never had any hope of winning, ever. But one of them will win matchup. Coke bottle, parentheses, the candy, versus coleslaw.
What is happening?
So the Coke bottles, like those little like wax bottles that have the candy juice in them. Also, we Tyler again, but okay. I think they're called Nickel Nips.
No, I don't know what your obsession is with nips. I don't know what the nip thing is today. Nickel Nips? I've never heard this. That's a Coke bottles thing?
Yeah, like little wax bottles with liquid in them. They're called, like, literally it's like an NIK-L-nip. Like
Nickel Nips. Never heard that term before my whole life.
I just don't say it. Oh, when I was going to like...
I'm back. Tyler, you can't. I'm back. What are we talking about? Nipples? More nips?
Yes, unfortunately.
No, those Coke bottle candies, the little wax bottles with liquid inside, they're called Nickel Nips. I don't know why. It's what they're called.
So it makes me feel like, very good how confused this, like, Tyler cool is, because like, it's just nothing people say. No, there's
a diner I go to in like middle school.
Nickel Nips.
No, this diner I go to middle school, and they sold like classic old-timey candies, and this one dude... That was like my friend would like go and like buy Nickel Nips because he liked them, which it seems insane.
Nickel Nips is a prostitute I know with piercings. Obviously.
Don't assume their gender.
Well, assume that they've got pierced nips.
Valid.
Oh, what foods are we talking about? I missed it. I missed the whole thing.
The Coke bottles, the candy versus coleslaw.
Oh, these are stupid.
I have the Coke bottle candies, aka Nickel Nips. Hang on,
these are terrible. I would say, I mean, is it a dry or a wet slaw?
All slaws are wet slaws. If you have a dry slaw, you don't have a slaw. You have a cabbage salad.
Look, I don't have a dog in this fight.
Are you talking about a vinegar mayo-based coleslaw? Is that what you're referring to as wet?
Well, I would think vinegar-based and mayo-based are both wet. If your slaw is dry, you've done a poor job, regardless of what variety of slaw you're making.
I've had dry slaw a couple times, mostly on, like, pulled pork sandwiches.
Well, sorry about the really bad job of coleslaw you ate.
Right, well, I'm going to vote coleslaw.
Are you assuming that we don't have like a utensil with which to eat the coleslaw?
Now, Mary, we can't relitigate this every 5 seconds. No one knows. It's a poorly defined exercise, Mary.
I'm gonna pick the Coke bottle thing because I feel like eating coleslaw is like not weird.
I didn't say it's not weird. It's not weird
in public.
Yes, awkward.
It's not awkward to eat.
If it's wet and things are falling out, it could be awkward. That's all I'm saying.
But why are things?
Because I'm going to get mayonnaise in my beard, and it will look like jizz, Mary.
Okay, you guys want to vote along gender lines? That's fine.
I'm not voting along gender lines. I'm voting along what looks like it's jizz in my beard lines.
I mean, you guys both have beard, and I have no beard.
I've met ladies with beards.
I don't have.
I know. We know you don't. We're just saying. We're trying to not be.
What about tuxedo mask? Is he a beard?
No.
Mary's been gay this whole time. Is he Mary's been gay this whole time.
No.
She doesn't want her evangelical family finding out.
It would be really funny if Cool Ranch Doritos went up against Corn Dog.
Is that the next one?
I don't like this one.
Corn dog.
Yeah, corn dog, but like, again, corn dog. Not really that awkward to eat. I mean, I guess Cool Ranch Doritos, because they'll make your breath smell like shit for the rest of the day, so maybe
And you get the dust on your hands.
Yeah, but it's not that weird to see someone walk around eating a bag of chips, but eating a corn dog, I mean, I know they're meant to be portable, so it's not... Again, not weird to see someone eating a corn dog, but awkward could be, depends on how you're, like, chugging down that
There was dog. A great recent Bim Bam bit about pulling the stick out of a corn dog so it's not so gross, and it really resonated with me, because I was like, I could totally just carry a corn dog without the stick around. It's not, like, it's greasy, but it's not that greasy, and that way I don't have to deal with accidentally eating wood, maybe. So the idea of just
a little bit of batter off of there, like a beaver.
Yeah,
I do that. Yeah, Tyler, I'm with you. I like eat the whole thing. I sit there, and then there's always that little nubbin of batter at the bottom. Yeah. It's crunching. You chew that off like a little piece, like a little rodent.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was podcasting with a pair of sinners.
Okay.
Anyway, next round is crab legs versus dipped ice cream cone.
Ooh.
Now, these are some fucking combatants.
Yeah, this is good. I like this one.
I think I'm going to go dipped ice cream cone just for the oral sex problem.
And again, you're back in Jizzbeard territory.
Oh, big time.
Also, while it's falling, like while it's crunching apart, like when you're in like halfway through it, and it's like you got chocolate shards to deal with that are falling off, like it's melting.
Yeah, but when was the last time you ate crab legs? Crab legs are hard to eat.
Well, so
I probably ate crab legs like less than a week.
I think probably part of the thing with crab legs is you eat them at a table, and you like have a basket or a plate or whatever. But like theoretically, with a dip cone, you're supposed to just have your dip cone and walk around with it, and like it's a mess. It's a mess waiting to happen.
All right.
Kelsey, crab legs are like an ordeal.
Yeah.
But usually, like the setting you're in is like everyone else is doing the same thing.
We're imagining this in a park. You're sitting on a park bench for all of these foods.
Are we still using the park bench?
That's the benchmark.
If you're at the park bench where everyone else is eating crab legs, you're just a bunch of nasty freaks in a weird circle.
I think it's me personally. I probably am more uncomfortable when I'm eating a dipped cone versus a crab legs. I'm gonna go dipped cone.
I'm gonna vote crab legs.
It's my lived experience. Dipped
cone moves along.
All right. Okay. I'm all right losing that. That was a good pairing.
That was a good one though.
All right. So this one is gonna be a tough one. Durian, a food I've never experienced in my whole life, but am led to believe is very stanky, versus it just says Easter chocolate. Not like a chocolate bunny or a chocolate egg, just Easter chocolate. That could be just like a fun-sized Snickers, theoretically.
I have no experience with either one of these foods.
Smell the durian? It's like if you could somehow take like a stinky foot smell and just like condense it and like multiply it by like 1,000 and just sniff that. And it comes out of this fruit that's like squishy. It's just like, I don't even know. I've never eaten durian. I have like smelled it and been like next to it. Horrendous.
Yeah. I don't know what Easter.
I would say durian.
Yeah. I don't know what Easter chocolate is. I mean, like a guy just walking around eating a giant chocolate bunny would be odd, but I think I'm probably going to go with durian as well.
I was envisioning. Because durian's like, it's like, people have to be careful like where they sell it, because it's just going to like stank up your whole store.
You bring like, it on a plane.
You have to like lock it down, like a nuclear bomb. You cannot, I don't think it's allowed it's on not. Planes.
I it's think not, because the plane will smell like feet for the rest of its life.
We went with durian. I legitimately didn't have an opinion, so, but it sounds like you guys both went durian, so durian's the winner.
Nuclear
That's bomb. The end of the round. We can, go back no, up we'll, to the top, or
we'll come back we'll save to it.
All right.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. All right. Yeah, we'll go all the way up. Right? Both of those are Fat Joe songs, right?
We'll lean back and do the Rock Away?
Yeah.
I know those ones. I know that one. Is it one or two songs?
That's one song, two consecutive lyrics in the same song.
That's true. Okay, well, speaking of things that a small percentage of the population enjoys, let's go to WISN.com. In honor of I-94 rivalry, Broken Bat Brewery makes Malort beer. So, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs are playing, I guess. So, in honor of the rivalry game, Broken Bat Brewing Co. of Milwaukee is combining two of their lagers with Malort. Well, I don't know if it's actually with Malort or just Malort flavors, but they've got Chicago Handshake and 163. It says that Chicago Handshake is a flagship light lager combined with the flavors of Jepson's Malort And 163 is their light lager, aged in Malort barrels, infused with grapefruit, honey, and lime. That sounds rough. Mary.
Question. So I was raising my hand. What does Malort have to do with any of this? Is it from Milwaukee?
Chicago.
Chicago? I don't understand.
It's a big Chicago liquor.
Malort's from Chicago. I assume Malort was from, like, old-timey Europe, and it was, like, a mistake.
I think it's probably both.
I believe it. Okay. I believe it did start in Europe, but it came over with like the whatever. Yeah, like the German immigrants or whatever who settled in the Midwest, and now it's very identified with Chicago.
Identified with Chicago.
Yeah.
Most of the Malort I've had has been with my in-laws in the Chicago suburbs.
I think Zach made me drink Malort and once.
He's from like, where again? Said. Tell me.
I honestly don't know. Is he from
Chicago? The Chicago.
That's great. I like that. So
fucking weird. You guys have been friends for like a decade. You don't know where he's from?
He's from Madison.
The thing is, if I texted him right now, where's Mary from? He'd be like, Southern California. Orange County, maybe?
Well, that's because Mary's always like, what's up, brah? Gotta take the 101 up to wherever.
Get my just Kingsburg to hang 10 on my flippy flip-flop.
Sam, I know, Sam, I know you're from the South.
Correct.
I don't know where Tyler's from, to be totally
it's
honest.
Fucked up, man, it's fucked up! It makes you a bad friend!
Is he also from the South? Is that why you're friends?
No.
You guys went to college together. I know that.
That's true. That's true. Good job, Mary.
Look, I learn about you guys now as you are now. I have a really terrible memory. I don't Mary know if you guys know this.
At the past. Mary only lives in the now.
Yeah, that's why I'm so anxious all the time. Like, what happened yesterday? I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where I'm from. You'll just have to keep not thinking about it, I guess. Sam liked that one. Yeah. I don't think I'd drink either of these.
Man, are you really texting Zach right now?
I put it in the DH chat so you guys can see if he gets back to us.
I already look like an asshole.
That's funny.
I don't know. I just don't know a lot of stuff about a lot of things.
And now, Mary, when you said just take a step back. When you said I was from the South, as like a bit, that I do, like,
yeah. Well, you're from like the edge where you like say it's the South, but
you have three states. Guess three states. I'm not cutting any of this dead air, dude. You take your time.
I know you said it.
You're one of my best friends. Where did I spend the first 20 years of my life?
Okay, my brain is saying Baltimore, but that's not right. I know that's not correct.
It is Maryland. It is Maryland.
Okay. Because my brain is saying Baltimore, but I was like, that feels way too far north. But I know you always say it's the South. Yeah,
it's much later like Troll Roach, who's from North Carolina.
Is it because of the Mason-Dixon line? Is that up there?
Whew. The Mason-Dixon line is the Pennsylvania-Maryland border. So, given that very specific definition, I'm a Southerner.
Yeah.
Look, one out of three friends ain't bad.
Oh, no, it's very bad. I need you to, like... I need you to not sleep well. Like, I need you to really reflect on this.
See, the convenient part about having a bad memory, I'll forget we talked about this, and I'll be fine.
Mary, you've been smoking your mind to mush on the weed. The wacky backy record.
Did Tyler die again?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Let's see. Yeah, I think both of these beers would be very bad. I don't think I've had Malort, but I have had it described to me, and... A lager aged in Malort barrels just sounds rough. One of the worst beers I ever had was aged in gin barrels, and so I can just only imagine what this would do.
Malort is very brutal as a flavor. Yeah. there was a time that I was like, I should cut back on drinking. Maybe I'll just drink Malort. And then I realized how expensive Malort is. And I was like, I'll be fine.
So you have to pay for the pleasure.
I mean, it's just because it's like kind of small batch-ish type of a thing.
I got you.
I feel like if you did that as like, okay, as to try to stop drinking, I'm going to only drink Malort, I feel like you would just like, you discover where like the edge of your like issues are. Of like, how bad does that have to get before I will drink Malort in order to feel that sweet release of
getting that, or bit. I can join the X-Men as the guy who's like pretty okay with drinking Malort. That was really what I was hoping for.
Okay.
Huh.
My main goal in life is to become one of the X-Men, and as I age, I think it becomes less and less likely.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you probably should have like
ends with the X-Men. Hook a brother up, right?
You probably should have like joined, I don't know, like some sort of secret forces kind of army thing, and then they'd experiment on you, right? Isn't that what happened to a bunch of them?
Didn't they have those in Baltimore where you grew up?
Yeah, Sam.
I mean, no is the answer, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I don't think you're trying very hard, is all I'm saying.
I should have gotten Weapon X'd, is what you're suggesting.
Weapon X'd, Weapon X'd, you haven't eaten any radioactive material as far as I'm aware, you know?
Well, the thing is, Weapon X was done on mutants. It was, let's experiment on mutants and see if we can enhance their powers. It wasn't, let's experiment on normies and see if we can give them powers.
That's my bad. I didn't know the rules. I didn't read the rule book.
Interestingly, number one rule in the rule book ain't a rule that says a dog can't play basketball.
I was like,
I'm not really sure how that's relevant. But, yeah, that's the rules.
Talking about that. Well, Zach's not here. Known Chicago area native, Zach.
He hasn't texted me back about it, so I guess he's dead.
Is it so wrong to keep learning things about your friends after being friends with them?
Is it so wrong to learn extremely basic things about your friends? Yeah, kind of, I think.
I don't know.
I think Zach maybe is in Mary's boat here, and he's frantically listening to the back catalog of Bruce Day Tuesday, trying to figure out where Mary's from.
He's probably just asking, like, Top Gun. She probably knows.
Top Gun, who's from Ohio, and I know that because she's a friend of mine. And I know where my friends are from because they're my friends.
Lars Gern also from Ohio.
Yes, I agree.
Lars is from... Okay, I get it. Sexist.
I mean, I've been friends with her for longer than either of you, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, but how many podcast episodes have you guys done together?
Not as many as I've done with you guys.
That's what I'm saying.
We should do more Ladies Nights episodes. They always kill. They're always good.
Ladies.
It's a real shame that all my favorite episodes of the show are the ones that I'm not on, but,
makes a lot of sense.
Maybe that shows a level of humility that I have.
Those are my favorite episodes as well, the ones you're not on.
Yep.
Or self-hatred.
Yeah, whatever.
That you're feeling.
Well, I don't hate the food bracket, so let's get to the next round.
We're back to it, okay. Back up top here, we are at coleslaw versus corn dog.
Well, is it wet corn dog or dry corn dog?
Say wet corn dog or dry corn dog. I know you mean like sauced or not sauced, but I like to think that you mean like fried versus unfried.
Unfried. That's disgusting. That would make you really sick.
Raw corn dog. That would be the
power. Just like someone put a hot dog on a stick and dipped it in some cream corn and just walked away.
Yeah.
Let me get that al dente hot corn dog. You know.
I feel like the answer is corn al
dente. Al dente corn dog might be the title of the episode. Unfortunately.
Al dente corn dog is the fourth, part of the divine comedy.
I get it. Yeah, corn dog.
Too Italian for me. Yeah, corn dog sounds good. Fine. Dipped ice cream cone versus durian. And so this is tough because my understanding of durian is purely theoretical, but my negative experiences with a dipped cone, as much as I like a dipped cone, I have had lots of negative, awkward experiences with a dipped cone. So I have to go dipped cone.
How often are you having awkward experiences with a dipped cone?
Sam eats 2 or 3 dipped cones a day.
So the answer to your question, Mary, is once, and that was plenty. And I'll never get one ever again because I turned myself into a real sloppy boy. The beard came into play, and I'm retired, I guess, from dipped cones.
Sam, were you a messy spaghetti kid?
Now, that feels bigoted, but I'm not really sure. Like, you know I'm not Italian, so, like, I don't know. I don't really know what the question is driving at.
Like, were you, like, a... like?
Yeah, you're both from Italy.
Yeah, yes. I actually was born in Parma. No.
That's the self-hatred coming out.
Yeah. Messy Spaghetti Kid, it's a brand of child. I feel like you might have been a Messy Spaghetti Kid.
I don't really know how to respond to that other than be like, okay, maybe. I don't have to tell you.
I feel like being a clean spaghetti kid would be weirder. Like if you were a child, tucked into your
neckline,
just like perfectly, didn't get a single splatter of sauce on your face or hands. That'd be weird. It's like Boss Baby, like a little tuxedo baby eating spaghetti.
Great pull, classic movie Boss Baby. Good reference.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with dip cone as well, because durian, like, that's only impacting the people around you. Like, that doesn't have... I don't look stupid eating it. It's just stinky.
Okay, I was torn on that one, so I'm glad you guys made that decision for me.
No problem.
Should we finish it out with the final for the round?
Yeah, I guess so.
It says corn dog versus dipped
corn dog versus dipped ice cream cone.
I mean, they're both in the oral fixation category, but the dipped cone is messier, far messier, more liquid. Yeah,
it is. I would go dipped cone
for sure.
I think we got it.
Dipped
cone. Welcome to the Elite Eight, along with biologically accurate dick shaped lollipop and. Chocolate-covered banana.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sensing a similar theme.
If we had got corn dog, then it would have been extremely similar. Is there anything
I think said, I think so far we're pretty penis-y.
Yeah.
It's okay to just say we've been pretty penis-y.
Too bad we already did the penis article. That's too bad. I guess we're going to go... What?
Should I talk about my life?
Sure, you can. I thought you were going to say, should I talk about my penis? And I was like, sure, Mary. This is information.
All right, Tyler, I would love for you to talk about your life, specifically your childhood and where it happened.
It's a secret. It's a secret. Can't do it. I signed an NDA.
Oh, no.
We're gonna go, much like the penis article, we're going to go back in time. This is livescience.com. When was beer invented? Yeah, we've had fermentation for thousands of years. I mean, easy. But when did that fermentation start getting put to the beer that we know and love today? Scientists, I guess. Anybody want to take a guess? Are you reading this article already, or does anybody want to take a guess?
I don't read unless I absolutely have to.
Okay.
I feel like inventing is such a weird... Because, like, I think there's a lot of questions about, like, how do you define beer? Cause I feel like there probably was, like, a whoopsie, and we left some stuff out, and then it got frothy and boozy, and that probably happened, like...
All over the world!
Okay, hang on. So if we think about... Christ.
I prefer not to if it's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we have to go back to the BC's. I guess they have beer and wine at the time. Man, I don't know. I'm really overthinking this. I'm going to say 100 after.
What?
D.
So 100 AD? Yes. So you think Jesus had never heard of beer?
I think so. I think he was a wine man because beer didn't exist. Okay,
all right. That's a terrible guess, but Samuel.
I don't have an answer to your question. I don't really care. Okay. But I was thinking, what if you and I form a comedy double act where we act as though we're like cavemen or whatever, and we call ourselves the BC Boys?
Oh, I like that. Unga bunga, none to let the bone drop.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. Sam really didn't want to give that to me. He was so reticent.
I haven't heard you rap before. I was taken aback.
You haven't heard my hot bars? So scientists think that fermented alcoholic liquids probably date back to the Neolithic period, so about 10,000 years ago. So,
yeah, but when was it beer?
When was it
beer?
That's going towards what you're saying. Yes, it was a beer-like fermented beverage, right? So like grains and yeast and stuff. Probably not hops, right? Because that was much later. So if you want to talk about like beer as we know it, they say that's probably only about 500 years old.
Mine's a good.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mary, if you're happy, I'm happy.
Okay, cool. Cause I felt very attacked this whole episode. So I'm glad.
The whole episode?
Well, just the part where Sam called me bad friend.
Okay, all right.
So the bad friend stuff you did. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, right. So you've had to deal with the consequences of your actions for this episode. I see what you're saying.
My inactions of not asking people these questions or remembering.
No, Mary, I want to let
you know. Sorry for living in the moment.
I want to let you know, Mary, I don't care. But I'm also not going to tell you where I live. So, or where I'm from. You'll get there eventually.
One of his good friends instead of you, and they'll tell you.
I don't know. Who does know where I'm from that Mary might know? I mean, Sam, obviously.
Sam probably does.
And actually, Jed might not know where I'm from, to be honest. That guy's pretty dumb.
Jed would know.
Is it okay that I don't know where Jed's from? Because I know him.
That's acceptable. That's fine.
Pittsburgh-ish, if you care.
Yep. All right. Let's. So I guess it is kind of hard to say. But it is wild to think about like Neolithic humans getting crunk. You know, it's like when you drink like Stella and it's like since 13, whatever. And you're like, damn, people were really drinking crispy Stellas back during plague times. That's wild.
I mean, I think probably these things transformed. Like probably the caveman folk were drinking some like. What they were drinking was probably like 2% or something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Because they just like they obviously hadn't perfected the process and whatnot.
And it wouldn't have been like carbonated like at all. It would have been flat.
And it's probably just sludge as opposed to like a liquid like proper.
Alcoholic porridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you'd left all the grains in it and you'd like eat
it. I guess. I don't know. That sounds like a science project. That sounds like a science project. Yeah, can you ferment?
I'd fuck with a booze porridge.
A 2% Quaker oats.
For reasons that aren't worth going into, the culinary outlets at our work has been shut down temporarily. So like, yeah, I mean I can't be picky. I've been eating Pop-Tarts. Like a child. So yeah, give me some 2% booze porridge. Why not?
All right.
taco potluck tomorrow, not to brag.
You're going to a taco potluck?
Yeah, well, it's at my work.
Oh, okay.
Cool. With some, like, with some friends? Where are they from?
With my coworkers. I don't know. See, I don't know where they're from. I don't. No one just tells me these things. Am I supposed to ask as soon as I meet somebody? Be like, hey, where are
you from? What I find is listening when people talk. Mary, I know where you're from. And it's not because I sat you down and asked you.
This makes me feel like I talk about California too much, and I'm a little self-conscious about that.
No, it's not about how you need to do more talking. It's about how you need to do more listening.
Do less talking and do more listening.
Oh, boy. Sam is really...
Well, no, I'm never going to know where Tyler's from.
You'll never know, dude, because you'll never quite care enough to ask.
I mean, I asked now, and he won't.
Well, because it's funny.
That's true. Yeah. It's the last place you'd expect.
Well, I already guessed Italy. I don't think it was that, so.
That'd be wild. That would be wild. No, it's definitely a state, I'll tell you that much.
That narrows it down.
You want me to guess the least likely states it would be? Because I feel like Florida.
Yeah, just list all 50 of them and see if he perks up for any of those.
Like, it's like a dog. It's like, walk? it's like Colorado.
I do always tell Tyler that he's like a dog, but he doesn't like when I say that to him. It's so weird.
It's, you know, the tone of voice is very different when you say it, Samuel.
Just my little guy. My guy. My little guy. I love this little guy. Come here. I love this little guy.
That's nice. Actually, that feels good.
That's legitimately how I talk to Barley.
That's the cure for male loneliness. How
I speak to dogs? Okay. Well, you know what? That's something I can manufacture.
Did you guys keep doing this podcast after you stopped going to college together so you could fight off male loneliness?
We did not do the podcast in college. We did Bruise Day Tuesday, but it was a real life thing. It wasn't a podcast. And then
like a weekly event, but we were roommates, so it's not like it was our only time we were talking to each other.
Right. And then I think Sam and Rainer, maybe it was just Sam. Sam, was it just you who had the idea to do the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. So Sam was like, we're never going to chat because we're big, dumb men idiots. So let's do this podcast. And that was a great idea.
It was like about a year after graduation, and I had not really talked to them at all, even though they were the most important people in my life. So I fixed it. I fixed it with my great big brain.
Oh,
fuck himself. Did Zach text back?
It was a roller coaster ride of emotion.
I know Mary went to school in Michigan, but is she from somewhere else? California.
Two points of data for you, Mary, from Zach. Wow.
I guess all we know for sure is that Zach is a better friend than Mary is. That's what we're learning today.
Probably valid.
But
look, I'm an acts of service girly and not a remember facts about people girly. That's not like my love language, clearly. So
that's funny.
Tyler, I mailed you dice.
I know. That was very nice. That was very nice. Yeah.
What have I done for you lately? It's a good
No. Yeah, actually, both of you have gotten me D&D things. I'm waiting on Zach. Let's go, Zach.
Well, when he's done running his season, he'll help you out.
This poor bastard. He's going to be doing it for 8 years with all the people he's had us meet.
I know. Either we have another 5 years on this campaign or a bunch of things. He's going to be like, I'm not tying this off. This went nowhere, and that's fine, because sometimes in life, storylines go nowhere.
That's true.
It's like a slice of life campaign. Like, it's like we're going to school, there's people, some of them become your friends, some of them you don't ask them where they're from, they need to kind of just disappear.
Totally normal things.
It's like sometimes a guy gets eaten by a desk and you don't ask any questions, and that is just not relevant. to your interests?
We've been asking a lot of questions. We've just gotten no answers. But
we gotta ask more about the goop.
Oh, we've asked so much stuff. But now I'm gonna ask you what you thought of your beer. Marigold.
Ooh. Damn it!
Not you.
Oh man. Okay, so I had from Oliphant Brewing their Honeys peanut butter and honey golden ale. 5.6% ABV. Yeah, it's good. You probably saw me on camera. I kept sniffing it throughout the episode because it smells really good. Like, it smells kind of like I don't know, like bread with like honey on it and stuff. I guess like a honey peanut butter toast. I think it's pretty good. It's one of the ones where I think like kind of what happens with Belgians, I think, is like you start off, it's like, well, this thing's really flavorful and great, and as you drink more of it, it's kind of like now it's just kind of boozy and the flavors have disappeared somehow because I don't taste them anymore. So it's fine. I would probably, I probably give this like a 7 just because it tastes good. It's probably not like my favorite style of beer, but I don't know. I recommend it. Tyler, you should try it, and then we'll all have tried it.
That's true, I guess. I guess that's true. I don't even know if I said it. Burlo was the brewery. Burlo, B-R-L-O. Happy Pills, 4.9%.
All right, give us one of your classic New Jersey beer reviews.
What?
I'm fucking with Mary. Don't tell her.
Oh, like I'm from New Jersey, right? I see.
Because you're from New Jersey.
No, Mask is from. I know where my husband's from. I've got that online.
That's good. That's good.
Give us one of your classic Kansas City beer reviews.
I'm bringing the sweet heat with my Kansas City style.
That could be a couple different states, honestly. So doesn't even really narrow it down for you, Mary.
I thought this
because it's in two states.
The sweet heat or the Kansas and the city?
Kansas City's in two states.
Okay, no, because you're from there. You grew up there, so. It's not really a sweet heat. Like, Kansas City barbecue is very smoke heavy. Like, I mean, all barbecue includes smoke, but Kansas City barbecue in particular is extremely smoke forward. Which you would know, of course.
Know that. Of course I know, obviously. I was doing haha. Anybody from Kansas City would have recognized that as a joke.
Oh, I activated a trap card. I look like a real rube. Exactly.
I'm like triangulating. It's like a process of elimination. I'm like, okay, Sam's saying all these places Tyler's not from. I don't remember that. And then eventually it'll be like, we'll get down to this like one county in one state. I'll be like, that's it.
Tyler, eventually we're going to have to get real with her and tell her that you're from Sao Paulo, as you are.
Rio de Janeiro. Brazil. Happy Pills was not my favorite pills, I gotta be honest with you. It had that wet newspaper smell, and it was just kind of muddled at the end. It didn't have any offensive flavors, but, like, if I'm gonna be drinking a Pilsner, which basically tastes like nothing, I want it to be nice and crisp and clean. So I think I'm gonna give this, like, a 3.9, and, I don't really recommend this to anybody.
More like unhappy pills.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. That's that classic California comedy right there.
Yeah,
it is perfect for his, because he's from South Dakota, whatever they do there.
That's the best Dakota. If I was going to be from a Dakota, I'd want it to be the southern one.
Okay, so I had Little House Brewing Company's Apple Cider Donuts, Scotch-style ale with apple cider donut, cinnamon, and vanilla. Beer's fine.
I thought you said it was pretty good at the beginning.
Uh-huh. So the more I've had of it, the more I think this beer would be really good as a trap for fruit flies, and I can't stop thinking about that concept. Which is like rude to this beer, because you could make a better fruit fly trap for cheaper, but I just keep thinking about it. I think it's just so sweet.
Yeah,
it's freaking my bean a little bit on how sweet it is. I'm just gonna give it a 5 and say, I feel like super duper sweet shit, go for it. But like,
this is a great kids beer. Is that what you're saying?
It's a what now?
A great kids beer.
For kids?
Yeah, listen, for kids.
Tyler, I'm not from New Mexico like you are, so I don't say phrases like great kid beer.
Make a note. Tyler, probably from Germany. Kinder beer.
From the States. From the States. We already told you. We gave you 50 options. Stay focused.
Although,
I assume, can I say what I'm assuming? I assume this is like a east, probably a northeast regional thing, like sort of where you live now ish. That's like where I'm assuming the state is.
Okay. You can assume all you want.
I don't know if that's right though.
I don't know.
What if you grew up next door in California and I just like didn't know? I didn't really know my neighbors, so it's possible.
Did you have little tiny perverts running around? Hard to say. Anyway, this
staying silent and hidden, so she wouldn't know.
This beer should stay silent and hidden. I don't think there's a use case for it.
There we go. That's how you wrap it together, Sam. Very good. Do you know what you're drinking next week?
Nah, doggy.
All right. Well, listener, if you want to guess where I'm from,
friend, I don't know what I'm drinking next week.
All right. I bet, you know what? I bet Tim knows where I'm from. He's listened to every episode. He's probably got it down.
Right in, Timmy.
Public figure. I could probably Google it.
Maybe.
Honestly, I'm curious if you could.
I am a public figure. I bet you could find my high school. I bet you could. But if you want to guess where I'm from, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com.
We're talking BB Party Cup.
Yes, we are. Very good, Samuel. Wow, that's a pull. If you have a great pulse like that, or want to guess where I'm from, email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. Comment on our links at brewstuesday.com or bluesky@brewsdaytuesday. Don't let the bats keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Wow, Mary, so aggressively disengaged with the outro there.
You're from Mystery D8.
She fucking got you, dog.
Gotcha.